Game 2 of 3 between the Twins and Blue Jays. Both teams getting ready for a wild one. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. Kendrys Morales facing Dylan G.
And the 3-2 pitch, a fly ball, right center field, and trouble. Buxton will turn, watch, and that is gone. A long home run. The second deck above the batter's eye in center field. Morales for the 22nd time. It's a home run, and it's 1-0 Toronto. It's such an easy swing, too.
Yeah. Fluid. Not a lot of moving parts. And he just has a good load, but that ball went down the middle of the plate at 91. Runner at first can run a little bit. And that ball's crushed down the left field line, and it's a no-doubter. So Donaldson with his 23rd homer of the year has put Toronto back up 4-2. So Dylan G has given up a couple of home runs here this afternoon. And that one, Paul Mahler is going to pop out of the dugout, and that's going to be it for Dylan G. And the pitch lined up the middle for a base hit. That'll score one. Pilar being waved around. Throw by Buxton way off the mark. And that's going to allow the runner to advance to second base. Base hit, two more ever driven in. And a poor throw there by Buxton. Way off the mark. Garver had to run up the third baseline. It was a breaking ball.
Now the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right field. Bautista back. Bautista looking. It is up and gone. A grand slam. Max Kepler with a grand slam to right. The Twins are still alive in this game. What was a five-run deficit is now only a one-run game. Kepler with a grand slam to right, and it's 8-7 Toronto. Rozhitsky clears the bases, his 17th homer, an eighth-inning grand slam, and this game is interesting once again. Hildenberger warming up now, two in the pen. Danny, 2-2 on Donaldson. And the pitch, a swing and a pop fly. Shallow right, Vargas running. Vargas in foul territory looking, and that's going to land fair inside the line. It bounces on the turf, and Donaldson's going to reach second base as Carrera scores. It's 9-7 Toronto. And the pitch, ground ball weakly to short. This is fielded by Goins. He sets, he throws. Ball game over. The Blue Jays hang on and win by 1-10-9. A whole bunch of drama late in this ball game, but in the end, the Blue Jays hang on to win by one and even up this series at a game apiece.
Paul Mahler and the Twins lose a heartbreaker 10-9. Here's what he had to say about the disappointing loss.
I give up 10. You know, it makes it tough. You know, we were on the wrong side of a lot of things that happened, particularly early in the game. And then, you know, we found a way to creep back in it there with Max getting the big hit. And we got a break there on the misplay in the ninth to give us a little bit more life. Just couldn't get that last one. So it's tough, you know. You grind it out, and guys played through the full nine innings. But yeah, it was too little, too late at the end.
Dylan G would get the loss. He goes four innings, allowing four runs on seven hits. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Just trying to figure out what you got that day and try to make the best with what you got. You know, I felt like my mechanics got a little off. Changeup just wasn't there today. And normally that had been a good pitch for me in the past. So just got a little off today, but just tried to battle through it. And, you know, other than a couple pitches, it kind of got away from me. I got the huge strikeout to Smoke. That was a big out. And then at that point, you know, I was wanting to get a double play, but settled for a sack fly. And then I forgot how I got out of the inning. But just trying to limit the damage, you know. I mean, Donaldson put down a nice bunt that inning. Wasn't really expecting that. And, you know, just trying to limit the damage. And we did that inning. I was, you know, glad that we could do that inning. Really, the pitch I just wish I had back was the one to Donaldson in the fifth.
Kyle Gibson takes the mound for the Twins on Sunday in the series finale.